And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Today is May Day, and a number of rallies are planned around the U.S. May Day traditionally honors workers. Pro-immigration activists may join the rallies to criticize President Trump's hardline policies on illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. In the meantime, some alt-right groups are reportedly planning counter-demonstrations in Los Angeles and Seattle. Royals lost 10-6 to the Red Sox in Boston. Royals and Sox play the middle game of that three-game series tonight at Fenway. One of the world's biggest boy bands now has its own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yes, NSYNC was honored with one yesterday, with members Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, J.C. Chazet, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick all in attendance to accept. Justin Timberlake talked about how much he loves his bandmates.
I don't really think I can put into words how much the four of you mean to me. Just through hard times, through unbelievable times, you know, I just love all of you so much. And so, don't touch me. I love these four guys. We've had an incredible ride, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. We love you so much. All right. Thank you, guys.
Fans were camped out on Hollywood Boulevard for the ceremony, which was held near the stars of fellow boy bands New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, and Boys to Men. NSYNC has not performed together or recorded music since 2002.
I know they opened up a shop on their website because Shaylee, I think, had two computers going to make sure she could see what's going on.
The NSYNC pop-up shop to get your merch. Oreo rolling out some new exotic flavors. The three new limited edition flavors are cherry cola, kettle corn, and pina colada. The company called on the public to submit suggestions, and the brand selected those three as the finalists. Oreo is now trying to pick a winner from the three finalists and is hosting a contest to determine the public's favorite. You can vote on the final three until June 30th at myoreocreation.com.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Poor Huey cannot hear anymore. Says he's trying to get that fixed. He was one of my favorites. I've seen him multiple times through multiple cities.
You know, he had a ton of shows planned for this year, too. That stinks.
Had to cancel them all. From Vegas to Wichita, I have seen Huey Lewis.
Jen's Impossible.
Ask me which one was better.
Time for Jen's Impossible question. The question this morning is, according to new research, eating this can help you lower your stress levels. What do we need to eat? 576-7102.
All right, perfect. Want to take calls on this one? No text, please. 816-576-7102. So let's go to the phones here. And looks like we're going to start in Raymore this morning. As soon as Joey gets that going there. Of course, the text line is always snarky, so we do love that part about it.
By the way, we got a very nice picture already on the text line. Somebody showing us the sunrise, and it actually looked amazing.
It does look amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
If we had windows in here, we could see it.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we just see this office that's down below us, which does nobody any favors. All right, Johnny is in Raymore. Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to say pizza.
It is not pizza, but that sounds delicious this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. It'll be nice and stress-busting. Let's go to KC. Here's Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Chocolate.
It is chocolate, yes.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Analyzing data from two studies, scientists found that eating dark chocolate, typically chocolate over 70%, reduces stress levels and inflammation. It can even have a positive effect on your brain health, improving your mood, memory, and immunity. You got it. We will lower your stress levels by giving you a Half Price Books gift card. Go pick up some free stuff, all right? Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on for 1 second. Eric, Joey's got the info. Half Price Books. Love that place. There's one right here in Westport. I can escape there. Everything from the vinyl to the great old books.
There's one by us in Overland Park. We go there all the time.
I love it because people bring in new stuff.
Yep.
And then you just, it's always turning over.
Pick it up nice and cheap.
Yeah, always good stuff.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, country singer Tim McGraw is 51. From Impractical Jokers, your favorite comedian James Murray is 42. And best known for playing Christian Grey in the 50 Shades movies, actor Jamie Dornan is 36.
Ooh.
Two couples already off this season of Dancing with the Stars athletes. It's only a four-week season this time. It premiered last night. Three athletes were put in jeopardy after live voting. Former Royals player Johnny Damon, snowboarder Jamie Anderson, and skater Tanya Harding. Only one made it out safely.
The couple who is safe is...
the remix.
Tanya and Sasha.
Ooh. Tanya Harding safe, which means professional baseball player Johnny Damon out. Also Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson out of the competition. Retired figure skater Tanya Harding still in the running for that mirror ball trophy. Dancing with the Stars athletes enters its second week of the competition next Monday.
It's so weird that it goes so fast. Like, you don't have time to do anything.
No, you dance and then you might be going home immediately.
Yeah.
Like last night. A premiere date is set for the second season of the Netflix teen drama series 13 Reasons Why. That's going to air May 18th. 13 Reasons Why follows the story of a girl in high school who commits suicide and all of the classmates that drove her to it. You watched season one, right?
Yeah, boy, do you remember we had a big conversation about this last year?
Yeah.
About whether parents were going to watch it. School districts were issuing warnings to parents.
Very controversial.
I did watch it last year. I mean, I to say I liked it sounds weird, but it was good.
Interesting.
It was interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
It was an interesting premise, I have to say. That's what initially drew me to it, was that it was something different.
Yeah. Some sad news yesterday. Bonnie Raitt is announcing that she's canceling her upcoming tour with James Taylor due to health issues. And I felt so bad because yesterday we gave away some tickets to this show, James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt. And the winner said, oh, I love Bonnie Raitt. I'm so excited to see Bonnie Raitt. And she's the first person I thought of when I saw this story.
It's like, dang it, we cursed her.
I know. Oh. In a statement yesterday on the singer and guitarist's Facebook page, Raitt confirmed she'll need to miss the first leg of the planned tour to schedule some surgery soon, and that does include her stop at Sprint Center. The statement read that the prognosis for the unspecified health issue is good and a full recovery is expected.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A storm system is bringing severe weather and the threat of tornadoes to the Great Plains today. A swath from central Kansas to southern Iowa expected to feel the impact today, including winds and hail. The biggest risk for tornadoes is going to stretch across parts of Kansas and Nebraska. Adult film star Stormy Daniels suing President Trump for defamation over a tweet earlier this month. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, claims she's been harmed by the president's reply to a tweet in which he called a sketch of a man she alleges threatened her a total con job. She claims Trump's comment amounts to accusing her of making up the story and has exposed her to ridicule and violent threats. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court in Manhattan. A Northern California prisoner who just couldn't wait to get out is going to be inside for quite a while longer now. Mark Schwartz broke out of a Santa Rosa jail last Friday. He was 2 days into a four-day sentence for DUI. He only had to do 4 days. 2 days
50%
in.
50% done. Come on, man.
Couldn't handle it. Climbed a fence. Got over coils of razor wire before officers found him wet and bleeding in a creek. He is now facing felony escape charges. And a whole lot of horsepower is to blame for a brand new Camaro ending up in an Illinois river. Moline police say the owner let his friend give it a spin, but he couldn't handle the power.
Oh, no.
Promptly plunged it into the water. There's a picture online after the accident shows the white car mostly submerged, but nobody was hurt. A tow truck pulled the vehicle out of the water, but it was declared a total loss. No word on if the two are still friends.
Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee.
That's what I have to say about that.
This, by the way, is whose new song?
Whoop-dee-whoop-scoop.
It's Kanye's new song.
It's Kanye West's new song.
I kid you not.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.
This, I believe, is what happens if you marry a Kardashian. That's what happens. That's what you get.
So we have a new song for the torture playlist.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And by torture playlist, you mean every day in the studio against Jen here.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop.
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. It's already on a hotkey, by the way. I've already got that done.
I hate you.
Scoop-dee-whoop.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Opening up the vent line, you can text or call 816-576-7102. From the text line, it's time for me to vent. I'm an Uber driver in Lawrence. I want to vent on all the sorority girls and fraternity boys who are privileged, who don't come outside when they order an Uber and make me wait and burn my time and gas because they feel like I work for them.
Ooh, yeah.
It's on the text line. Another gotcha. One. I hate how they say diapers are leak-proof. Yeah, right. The sheets say otherwise.
You know what Kanye would say that?
Whoopity-scoop.
Scoopity-poop. You got to scoop the poop off of the sheets.
Whoopity-scoop-dee-poop. Whoopity-scoop-dee-poop.
What is this new song actually called? Is the title Poopity-scoop? Is that a thing?
No, I don't think so.
That's your new Kanye. That's my vent for the day. That money was spent to make that song more money than I'll ever know. And it went in to make the Poopity Scoop song.
And he's going to make money off of that because, well, we're playing it. So there we go.
Also on the text line, I suppose it's necessary, but all of these steel plates on the roads. Grr. Yep. Potholes.
It's better than steel plate in my head.
Add the potholes to my list.
816-576-7102. You can text or call the same number. And let's go to the phone. Hey, good morning. You want to vent about something?
Hey, I have something I want to vent about.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I told my 16-year-old niece that I would take her prom dress shopping over the weekend, and we did. I was completely shocked and sick at the fact that these dresses are so not only expensive, I mean, these were averaging between $375, $500 for a prom dress.
Yikes.
And the way that they were cut was so trashy and slutty. And unfortunately, the dresses I wanted her to try on, she didn't want to deal with because she said that they were out of style and not cool. So the options are just skanky.
Yeah.
Well, when you're dancing to this, you know, you can't exactly have a normal dress, right?
I mean, scoopty scoopty.
No, I feel that pain because I have two nieces and I've gone through this with both of them. I'm like, no, you can't show your midriff. No, you don't need a two-piece dress. Stop it.
But
and
that's what
like,
everybody
that's
does now.
Exactly. I get it, but I'm old and I want them to be covered.
To all the women in the world, especially
come on, you get turned on the dance floor. You know how it is. You.
I get white girl turned.
Especially on Throwback Throwdown Day.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I mean, Addie's only eight, but I can't even imagine what that time is going to be like.
Ridiculously expensive and, yeah, trying to filter through the dresses that mom wants versus the dresses that the daughter wants. Well, take your vents, 816-576-7102.
I have a feeling kid wins more often than not.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's May 1st, the May Day edition of the show. May Day, May Day. We got some vents here.
816-576-7102. You can text or call from the text line. I'm in training for my new job, and the only other person in training with me puts their stuff all over my desk. You have your own desk, woman! In all caps. Yep. Get your stuff out of my way.
That'd be me. Stuff is everywhere.
What's your vent? What's your first world problem you're dealing with this morning? Let it all out, 816-576-7102.
You know, last week, I was just remembering last week's show, we went from stuff that you saw on the road to great cheeseburgers to, it just took a wild turn.
Weird pizza toppings.
Yeah, weird stuff. We've already been into prom and prom dresses this morning. We're off like a prom dress. Hey.
Let's
go to David here on the vent line, 816-576-7102. What do you want to vent about, man?
You know, the thing that really bothers me, I've been, I've been trying to meet someone, so I get on one of these dating sites, and I met some interesting women, but the problem is that, you know, this is becoming more of a business issue rather than a personal one, because this is, I mean, this is costing me money. Everywhere I go, I have to pay for the movie tickets, I have to pay for the dinner. Like, she could at least, you know, indulge in, like, the dance of reaching for the check and maybe offering, like, you know what, I'm not even going to say that I'm not going to pay for it, but she could at least offer or look down at it. She doesn't have to, like, wipe her face and, you know, go to the bathroom every time the check comes.
I feel like I always at least pretended to grab for the check.
Just look at it. That's all he wants you to do.
Are you sure? No, we could split it. No, it's cool. We can.
Yeah.
No. But I do, you know, it'd be nice if you'd cover it, but I'm going to offer to pay at least half.
Right. I guess, yeah, if you go on a lot of dates, right, that does add up, probably.
Yeah.
You got a budget for that.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook, because he's on a couple different dating sites here, and last night he was complaining that a girl said, must love sushi and Post Malone. And he wrote, and moving on.
Oh, what's wrong with that? Does he not like sushi or Post Malone?
I think it's the combination maybe of both, but probably the music of Post Malone hurting him the most.
Would you answer one if it was like must love Kale and
Poopity
Kanye?
Scoop. Scoopity dee whoop. Whoopity scoopity poop. Poopity scoopity.
I'd go with the Kale on that one.
Thank you for playing Kanye West's new song 432 times for me this morning.
Hey, can I not push the button?
Yes.
My vent is about all the stuff in the studio that doesn't work.
The failing buttons, phones, the computers.
Lori, I want to take your call. But
Rhonda on the text line said, my vent for the day is people who are so sensitive to something they hear and then they go and make crap up to make it sound even worse, but they don't even tell the person that supposedly offended them in the first place. They go to somebody else. If you're offended by somebody, first of all, be honest.
Oh, there you go. Confront them. All right, see if it works now. Aha! Lee Summit. Lori, what is your vent? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's my first world problem for sure. My
okay.
sunglasses are too dark.
Now, wait, are you trying to wear sunglasses at night like Corey Hart, or what's going on here?
I appreciate and remember that song very well. Mm. No, my sunglasses are just too dark. I can't see my speedometer. I mean, they're great for blocking out the sun, but not probably the best thing to use actually for driving. So.
Now, there are two kinds of people. Those of us who buy $3 sunglasses and those who actually shell out big bucks for them. What kind of sunglasses are yours?
These are medium range. Okay. You know, I spent more than $10, but not as much as, you know, $80. So.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can still lose them and not feel totally out a bunch of money.
True. They look real good, though, so I hate to give them up. But the whole vanity thing. But I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, Lori. Thank you for that.
Be safe.
They have, you know, I just read about this. They have contact lenses now. They've just approved contacts that will transition between normal and the sunglasses now, like glasses.
Yeah, my friends who have had those glasses that transition, I think they get frustrated by those because they don't transition, you know, quickly enough or at the right time. And so then they have that same problem where it's too dark.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Star Trek, I mean, you just don't walk outside and it's just like, boink, sunglass mode on.
From the vent line, Kanye's music, so awful. Why is that a thing and who let it become a thing? Hashtag vent line. Yes.
People like me.
Whoopity scoop.
Who scoop dee think dee that's
whoop.
Funny?
Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop.
How much money does it take, seriously, to record a song? How many money went into the production of that?
It's so good to vent.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Giving away some Kansas Speedway tickets if you'd like to head out there May 11th and 12th. A pair of tickets up for grabs. We're playing a round of two truths and a lie.
Sweet.
We'll go around. We'll start with line one.
Okay. That is Mike and KC. Good morning, Mike.
Hello?
Mike, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Is it raining where you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm going to roll through. I'm going to tell you three things about myself. Two of these are true. One is a lie. You tell us which one is the lie, okay?
Okay. We'll do what we do.
Number one, I've lived in Skagway, Alaska and Lawrence, Kansas. Number two, I caught the first pitch at a Royals game while pregnant. And number three, I drove 120 miles per hour around the Kansas Speedway doing the petty driving experience. Which one is a lie?
Oh, I'm going to say the first one, the Skagway, Alaska.
No, that's true. I lived in Skagway, Alaska the summer after I graduated high school. Sorry. Okay. No Speedway tickets.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. I think he was on the boat with Captain Quint there in Jaws.
The lie was that I drove 120 miles per hour around the Speedway. I chickened out to drive, and I did the ride-along.
You rode.
I rode along the Kansas Speedway, but I was too scared to drive. I was scared I was going to hurt somebody.
Namely yourself.
Yes.
Joey, you want to go next with yours?
I can go next.
Are you prepared? All right. Let's go to Kirsten in Olathe. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. All right. Joey's going to tell you three things. You tell us which one is the lie.
All right.
Okay.
I have a scar on my left hand from a Razor scooter injury.
Mm.
I have a David Bowie themed tattoo. And I have countless times double checked to see if I'm actually Spider-Man.
I'm going to go with the David Bowie tattoo.
I do not have a David Bowie tattoo. I'm just wearing a David Bowie shirt.
Nice.
Yay.
There we go. Nice. Awesome.
That doesn't explain number three.
Right?
Oh, you know, I assume Spider-Man's a documentary, and if I'm ever bitten by a spider, maybe I can see if I can shoot webs.
Fantastic.
I almost expected to follow his three facts with, he is the most interesting man in the world.
That would be a lie.
All right. You're in the running for the tickets. Hang on.
Kirsten, good job. Here's Paul and KCK. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so you get my two truths and a lie here. Here we go. See if you can guess which one is the falsehood. Number one, I once had the police called on a party where I was DJing Kanye West's Gold Digger loudly at 3 a.m. Number two, I won my school's 1,000-yard dash in sixth grade field day, Queen of the Holy Rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Or number three, made a point of going by the Dash Kardashian store on our recent trip to Los Angeles. What do you think is
wow.
the lie?
I think all those could work for you. <That's but. laughs>
No, it takes only one special one to be the lie on this one.
I'm going to go with number two.
And you would be right.
There's no 1,000-yard yes. dash.
He's got, well, no, there always was a dash in field day in our
but
school.
Not 1,000.
But no, it was around the big field. It was like four laps. It was almost a mile. It was crazy. So you're right. It wasn't 1,000. But I didn't run in it anyway is the point because I don't run.
That's right.
So, Paul, good job.
So, wait, you got the police called on you for what?
Oh, yeah. That was Frank Bull's Christmas party one year. I was out there bumping the Gold Digger, and we get the police called on us at 3 a.m. They finally came and shut it down.
Putting the names in a bucket, picking one out for the Kansas Speedway tickets. It is it Kirsten? Kirsten? Kristen. However you pronounce
good
your name. Which one is it?
It's Kirsten.
Kirsten, you got the tickets. Kansas Speedway for you next weekend. All yours.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
All right, hold on, Kirsten.
Shaylee, the millennial, just walked in the door. Have you heard Kanye West's new song, Shaylee?
Yeah, I heard that on the way in.
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee.
Now, Frank needs to have another Christmas party this year, and we'll play this song loudly at 3 a.m. and see how long it takes him to call the cops.
From the text line, I'm no fan of Kanye, but remember how people loved Biz Markie's Just a Friend? I guess there will always be a place in pop culture for people with little talent.
Oh, that's a good point.
Someone also suggested...
Someday it will end up on Throwback Throwdown, then, is what you're saying.
Somebody says Kanye's kids wrote it. Yeah, there's a chance. You got a little help from the kids.
North?
Yep.
I did go by the Dash store. I wanted to see if I saw anybody, by the way, to complete my two truths and a lie there. And no, Paul, you're right. Any fact with me running will absolutely always, always be the lie.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is May Day, and a number of rallies are planned around the U.S., May Day traditionally honors workers. Pro-immigration activists may join the rallies to criticize President Trump's hardline policies on illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. Meantime, some alt-right groups are reportedly planning counter-demonstrations in Los Angeles and Seattle. Royals ended up losing 10-6 to the Red Sox in Boston. The Royals and Red Sox play the middle game of that three-game series tonight at Fenway. One of the world's biggest boy bands now has its own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. NSYNC was honored with one yesterday with members Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, J.C. Chassez, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick all in attendance to accept. Justin Timberlake talked about how much he loves his bandmates.
I don't really think I can put into words how much the four of you mean to me. Just through hard times, through unbelievable times, you know, I just love all of you so much. And so, don't touch me. I love these four guys. We've had an incredible ride, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. We love you so much. All right. Thank you, guys.
And you'll never see the four of us together again.
That's right. Five. Yeah.
Whatever. However many there are.
Fans were also camped out on Hollywood Boulevard for the ceremony, which was held near the stars of fellow boy bands New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, and Boys to Men. NSYNC has not performed together or recorded music since 2002.
And I got RuPaul.
Yep.
Again, I remind you, when I was in L.A.
That's the Hollywood star that you got to see.
Couldn't get a Walk of Fame ceremony like NSYNC?
Nope. You wouldn't have won anyway.
Maybe for Justin Timberlake. Abby would have liked that.
You could have camped out for 12 hours with all these girls.
Would have loved that.
Oreo's rolling out some new exotic flavors. The three new limited edition flavors are cherry cola, kettle corn, and piña colada. I'm not sure how I feel about those as Oreos. The company called on the public to submit suggestions, and the brand selected those three as the finalists. Oreo is now trying to pick a winner from those three and is hosting a contest to determine the public's favorite. You can vote on the final three until June 30th at myoreocreation.com. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on The Show.
Possible severe weather moving into the KC area. We will check traffic and weather for you coming up next.
James Taylor tickets to give away. We'll do that about 8:20.
And now Daft Punk. You know who wrote this song?
It's Gil Rogers.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We would love if you would follow KC1021 on Twitter. We are at KC102Radio. But each one of us individually has a Twitter. We're on the Twitter machine.
Be
warned. If you want to find us, I have pulled a tweet from Shaylee, Joey, Brian, and possibly myself. I've mixed them and matched them. I will read that tweet. You decide which member of the show you believe tweeted it.
All right. Start in Lawrence with Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy, is it raining out there?
No, it quit just a bit ago.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to read you this tweet. Power has been out for 20 minutes and I'm already losing my mind. Send help. Do you think that was Shaylee, Joey, Brian, or Jen? Power's been out for 20 minutes and I'm losing my mind. Send help.
I'm going to say Joey.
Joey, was that you?
That was not me.
Not Joey. Shaylee looks very guilty.
It was me. Power was out for 30 minutes the other day, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Heaven forbid.
I couldn't make coffee. I couldn't do my hair. I didn't know what to do.
You do have a smartphone, yes?
Well, yeah, but then the battery was dying. I couldn't plug it in. Well, then what was I going to do?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know how long I was going to be out.
Do you own any books?
I mean, we're propping up stuff in my closet, but...
Was it daylight, or was it the nighttime outside?
No, it was daylight.
Okay. Well, you could always go outside, go for a walk, be in nature.
No, okay. Okay.
Take
Slow
your
down.
Dogs out. Okay. I'm just...
Okay. Tracy, you did not get it. Not going to win the James Taylor.
I mean, far be it for me to say that. But...
just suggestions. We're just offering.
KC, here's JR. Good morning, JR.
Good morning.
All right, JR, I'm going to read you this tweet. I assume it still counts as jogging if I get donuts, right? Hashtag professional athlete. Is that Joey, Brian, Shaylee, or Jen? I assume it still counts as jogging if I get donuts, right? Professional athlete.
You?
It was not me. It does sound like me, very much so.
Yes, it does.
That was Joey, the producer. What'd you have going on that day there, Joey?
I had time to kill in between work and a meeting, and I figured donuts sound amazing.
Always do.
Yes.
They always do. Let's
All right,
see.
JR.
Somebody can win these James Taylor tickets.
Sue, you're in Kansas City. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
All right, Sue. This tweet read, Dude, I just got this and I am pumped. New Halloween movie on October 19th. Yes. Hashtag Michael Myers. And it had a picture of a movie promo poster along with it. Was that Truda, Shaylee, Joey, or Jen? Dude, I just got this and I am pumped. New Halloween movie, October 19th. Yes. Hashtag Michael Myers.
Let's see. Was that Shaylee?
Shaylee, you excited for the new Halloween movie?
Oh, gosh, no.
Nope, not her. Brian?
It was me. It was me. Oh, man.
Very excited.
I'm super excited. Michael Myers, Halloween is my favorite horror franchise.
New one coming out?
I'm super pumped. Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis is back.
How many are there? 147? Somewhere
something
close to
like
that?
Yeah. There have been reboots of reboots.
Right, yeah. Do we still have them on the line, Tracy, JR, and Sue?
No, I got rid of them all.
Okay, so how do we give away the James Taylor tickets?
I don't know.
Next caller, Joey, ring in the next one. They won James Taylor tickets.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays for the 1st of May. Country singer Tim McGraw is 51. From Impractical Jokers, comedian James Murray is 42.
Bummer.
And best known for playing Christian Grey in the 50 Shades movies, actor Jamie Dornan is 36. Two couples are already off this season of Dancing with the Stars athletes. It's just a 4-week season this time. It premiered last night. Three athletes were put in jeopardy after live voting. That included our former royal, Johnny Damon, snowboarder Jamie Anderson, and skater Tanya Harding. Only one of them made it out safely.
The couple who is safe is...
This is the part where the vibe of the drama and you wait for the answer.
Tanya and Sasha.
Oh.
So Tanya Harding is safe. Johnny Damon out. Jamie Anderson out. Dancing with the Stars athletes enters its second week of competition next Monday.
Did you say that you didn't like Tanya Harding on the show? Or?
I was conflicted. I actually thought she did pretty well dancing as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But I felt like everybody is like I don't know, there seems to be like a weird love for her. And I know the movie came out, I, Tonya. Mm-hmm. And so there's this big resurgence. But I feel like people, you do know she was part of a terrible thing. Like, let's not idolize her and forget what a terrible thing she did. But then I go, well, on the other hand, that was 20 years ago. How long do you punish somebody? So I'm really torn on my feelings
but
over
see,
Tonya.
Everyone loves it, or she loves it, because everyone's mad at Margot Robbie. Not her.
Sure, wasn't me.
So it wasn't you.
That's right.
I wonder what happened, by the way, if they replaced that ending song there with this.
Poopy dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop.
And that's the
whoop
dramatic music before whoop. They get rid of somebody. Poop dee
scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop.
No one would be able to keep a straight face. Right?
Whoop dee scoop. Whoopity poop. Whoop dee scoop. Whoopity poop.
That's Kanye West's new song if you're interested in looking for that. A premiere date is set for the second season of the Netflix teen drama series 13 Reasons Why. That's going to air May 18th. You remember that big controversial show follows the story of a girl in high school who commits suicide and all of the classmates that drove her to it. Now you watched, Shaylee, did you watch the first season? So, and I did not watch it and I won't watch it just because for me that I think it will be just a terrible thing for me to watch. But what's the second season going to do? Because I assume the first season takes you through all the people that drove her to it. So are we just getting more stories then in the second season?
Well, we can't really talk about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, I don't know, because there was a particular way that the show wound itself through that story.
It gets deeper into the entire story and the look at high school and what it's like at this point. I think it would be kind of the most generic, safe way to say it.
More to be told.
Yeah.
I guess so, right?
That'll be out May 18th.
That's very cryptic. It's a vague book.
And Bonnie Raitt has announced that she's canceling her upcoming tour with James Taylor due to health issues. It was in a statement yesterday that the legendary singer posted on Facebook. She confirmed she'll need to miss the first leg of the planned tour to schedule some surgery soon. That does include her stop at Sprint Center May 22nd. If you want to check out the story, we do have it posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
All right, I think that's going to wrap us up for today. Well, actually, we're not wrapped up at the 9 o'clock hour. We still have more to give.
Yeah, because it's National Concert Week. We're giving away tickets every hour between 9 and 5. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be here to give you some Poison Cheap Trick tickets. And we also have to get another finalist for $102K in May.
All right, so that continues on even through the bonus time here. We leave you for right now with some fun on KC1021.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my paddler.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I fail to see your humor. It's 9:05 with Ed Sheeran. Don't. Show for Monday morning, but Tuesday, the 1st of May.
Officially kicked off May. 102K in May is on. We are getting finalists four times a day, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. hours, again in the afternoon, 1 and 5 p.m. hours. Right now, you're shot to become a finalist for 102K in May.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's National Concert Week. Every hour between 9 and 5 all this week, we are giving you a chance to win concert tickets. We've got everything from I Mom So Hard, the funny ladies from that, to Bare Naked Ladies, Kids Bop, Charlie Puth, everything you can get for just $20, those tickets. We've got a link to the Live Nation website up on the KC1021 Facebook page if you want to check it out and see which shows you can get those $20 tickets for. But if you would like to win some to see Poison and Cheap Trick, that show is coming to Sprint Center May 25th. Caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102.
All right, and it's a flat $20, by the way. No fees or anything, just $20.
That's incredible. My kids want the Kids Bop tickets. I'm debating if I can sit through that or not. Mm-hmm. Can I make it through?
Isn't that around Father's Day? There you go.
Oh, perfect.
Depends on what they sing, I guess. If they do Lips of an Angel, right? Then you're in. Totally.
Some great shows for just $20.
All right, we'll get a winner here, and then we will see you tomorrow.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.